Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, August 6th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, countering stereotypes before a job interview and the real path to financial freedom. Could your chance of landing the perfect job be ruined by stereotypes? Hiring managers are not supposed to judge applicants based on certain criteria like age, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, but they easily can.
Of course, those things are not allowed to be asked, but a lot of hiring managers can easily find that online, so they might have their opinions tainted by what they find.
Wall Street Journal's Dennis Nishi says you can't stop people from having prejudices, but there are ways to counter them.
If you're an older employer or younger employer or a discriminated against minority, what you could do is just prepare your answers to kind of address those issues to make it less of an issue, make it a non-issue.
You don't have to answer questions about things like age or race, which could lead to stereotyping, but you can address potential issues up front in an indirect way.
If you're an older employee and the company is worried about how soon you'll retire, you can talk about how you plan to grow with the company and how you have great plans, so you talk about your future.
It also helps to tidy up your online image and be careful about what you post online. You don't want to reinforce any stereotypes that can hurt you. If your idea of financial freedom is a guy showing up at your door with a giant check telling you all your worries are over, you're not alone. But Mike Schreiber of Credit.com says it's not really the path to financial freedom.
No matter the size of your paycheck, your financial decisions are important. We all make money mistakes, but if your goal is financial freedom, to retire someday, to provide for yourself and your family without being stressed out all the time, then you've got to start living by some rules. Here are a few. 1. Don't live on borrowed money. Using a credit card isn't necessarily a bad thing, but unless you're paying off that credit card bill in full every month, you're probably getting yourself into trouble. Carrying a balance every once in a while is not a big deal, but if it's happening all the time, you've got to address the problem. 2. Don't overspend. Spending money on stuff you don't need can lead to big problems. Debt, collection calls, even bankruptcy. Whatever your situation, make sure to track your spending closely. Review it every month. Make adjustments and figure out how to really live within your means. This goes for small, everyday purchases and big ones, like buying a house or a car. 3. Make sure you're saving enough. Even if you're not going into debt, if you're not aggressively saving your money, chances are someday you'll regret it. You need to put money away for things like retirement and emergencies. Needless spending can make that very difficult. Set aside some money from each paycheck to meet your savings goals. Something, anything is better than nothing. If you don't, down the road you could find yourself in deep debt. I'm Mike Schreiber with Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.